Everything is a matter of mindset, you know? If you think that everything that happens in your life is going to come to help you in somehow, you're going to change the way that you see some things. From that moment, you have to go by yourself. Like, when you pass away, you're going to pass by yourself. Nobody goes with you. Because for me, life is fun. I like to enjoy all the moments. Even when in a serious situation, I like to joke a little bit, to break the ice, you know, to relax more and to be surround people in that sense. Family is our priority. If you lay down in the hospital, if you are a very good businessman, you're not gonna ask for the next project. You're not gonna ask for something that you wanna accomplish. You're gonna ask for your family. Very inside yourself, within, you have the answer. Just close your eyes. The nature, the God, the universe gonna give you some chips.
Hey guys, and welcome to this extra special episode of the I Love Success podcast. I'm here in Lomita, California with the martial artist, former UFC champion and Bellator fighter, Lyoto the Dragon Machida. Kick back, relax. We're gonna talk about his philosophy on life and how to excel as a human being and martial artist. So let's go. Hey Lyoto. I'm super grateful to be here with you today. I know you're super busy. I had the honor of doing the podcast with you, episode 12, about 3 years ago.
Yes.
And in that episode, we shared more about your journey in the UFC and all your fights and becoming a champion. Today, I want to focus a little bit more about the other aspects of martial arts, which is the mindset. And your family has been great at embodying being a true martial artist. And before we start talking about that, what has happened in your life the last couple of years?
So I have been training a lot, as usually training. No, I have been competing and try to accomplish my goals. That's my mindset throughout my life. So all the time I have to accomplish something. And I've been running this academy with my wife and my brother, Shinzo. So it's a lot of work. So you have to, because as you said, it's more about philosophy. It's not about just the technique. It's about how to share the knowledge and how to share everything to improve their student's life. That's our main purpose. Of course, the technique is a part of that, but so I've been doing a lot of things and traveling a lot. Sometimes last year I traveled a little bit more, but this year I try to be more here because I like my routine. I like to have a routine.
Yeah, it's interesting. And what do you feel about, like, what's the difference between people who has the potential and people that actually go for it? So what has to happen if someone listening or watching right now, they have the potential, right? But what do they have to do? Because I see it all the time. They stop. Everybody wants to sign up to be a champion, but just like you said, they don't want to deal with the defeat, the losses, the injuries, the hard times. What can you say as advice for those people that could help them?
So there is one saying that if you stop in the middle of the way, you don't get anywhere. So it means like we tend to stop. We tend to go to the comfort zone all the time. Even a dog, even a horse, if they can have a chance to choice, to choose, if they can have a chance to choose like a rock path and a grass path, they're gonna go to the grass path. It's a normal. So, but when you stop in the middle of the way, that's happening with a lot of people in many situations, you cannot get wherever you want to be. So what is important, but to not stop, you have to have resilience. You have to have discipline. You have to have respect. You have to be humble. There is a lot of things. It's a combination of everything that makes you accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. If you ask successful people, any successful people, they have a very hard moment in their life. What makes the difference between them and others was just because they insist, I cannot say insist, they were very resilient. They could deal with problems, with adversity, and always think in a positive way. So if you think in a positive way, it's gonna change your life. Because, for example, something happened in your life. Let's, for instance, you hit the car. And it's a very simple example, but you can see how you deal with that. Some people deal with very angry, with very arrogant attitudes. Like, hey, shit, what I did. The others do different, like, hey, I have to learn something. It's okay, I'm angry a little bit because I hit my car, but I have to change fast. Because if I keep with the same mood, it's not gonna take me to the level that I want to be. So I have to change right away. So that makes the difference. Because everybody has the anger. Everybody has the jealousy. Everybody has everything. We are human beings. So, but when you change fast, when you're capable to change as fast as you can and go towards a good thing, that makes a lot of difference. No, that makes you to deal in different way. Because I still believe that the nature, the universe, the earth, has a lot of energies, a lot of atoms, stuff like that, that you can connect yourself with. Like in quantum physics, they study like that. They study like if you connect yourself with bad energy, you're gonna communicate bad things. If you relate yourself with good energy, you're gonna relate yourself with good things. You're gonna be in a good way, in a good path. And it helps you to achieve whatever you want. So first of all, you have to think inside the house. How you deal with your stuff in your home. Because it's easy when everybody watching you, you do good things. But with people that deal with you day by day, so how to deal that? How you treat your kids, how you treat your wife, how you treat your brothers, people that you have you are very close to. So that's the most challenge that I have to understand them, I have to treat them good, I have to know, I don't need to yell, I don't need to be arrogant, just to be stupid, I have to control myself. That's martial arts teachers all the time. If you see the same in karate, you have to control your aggressive instinct, yeah. You have to respect everybody. Funakoshi said that when he found karate. Yeah.
No, I love that. And just to talk a little bit about your life, what has been one of the hardest moments in your life, and what did you do to deal with that?
So, in my professional career, when I had the problem with USADA, yeah, because I consider myself as an innocent, yeah, and also like, but I commit a mistake in terms of don't read the labels, yeah, in supplements. And I didn't know that in that supplement, to be honest, was not allowed to use that supplement. It used to be allowed in the past, but 4 years later, it's not allowed anymore. And I didn't know that. You can find over the counter in Walgreens, in CVS. It's a very common supplement for stress. And I came from for two defeats in a row. I was so stressed. And the doctor said, no, Leo, you can't handle your stress with that supplement. And I didn't know. And I disclosed everything in the day of the test. And I had a problem with USADA. And like 4 days before my fight, I was cutting weight. And I received the notice that they said, Leo, you had a problem because you disclosed some supplement that's not allowed. And now they're gonna suspend you for a couple of months. And I said, okay, I was thinking that it could be like 6 months, but I ended up in almost 2 years, 18 months. I was very disappointed with that, and to handle with that was so hard because was not thinking inside the cage, was not thinking inside my house, but it was something that bothers me a lot because imagine in front of everybody, they think that I'm a cheater, but yeah. I didn't do that on purpose, you know, yeah. It happens, and I had to deal with everything, and I dealt very well because at the beginning I struggled, I cry a lot, I didn't understand because what I did to go through this, I was thinking with myself. And my wife, she always with me all the time. We are together for almost 27 years because we started dating when I was 15 years old. Mm. And we're still together. We dated for 10 years, then 17 years married. And she said, Lioro, I think we need some help. We need some professional help to give you the tools to overcome this situation. And I was very reluctant. I didn't want that. I said, no, I don't want anybody, so I can handle by myself. I was arrogant in that moment because, yeah. No, because of the stress, because of the situation and everything, I could not see, no, the way that I could escape from that situation. I could overcome that situation. Then we had an invitation to go to Brazil. To attend a coach systematic course for 3,000 people, like a Tony Robbins here. Yeah. He's a guy very famous. His name is Paulo Vieira. I'm very grateful for him because he helped me a lot. And when the course started, he just said something that my father used to say to me all the time, self-responsibility. He was talking about the subject self-responsibility. When he started saying that, self-responsibility, I was, he grabbed my attention and said, no, my father told that. That reminds me when I was a child, because when you had a competition and somebody like stolen us in the competition, like you do a kata, you do much better than somebody, or you do a komite and the guy do a wazari for other guy and you don't accept that. Every time when we came up to our there and say, hey, the guy stole us, he said, no, don't say that. If you want to improve, you have to train more, because if you do ippon, they cannot steal you. Do more, train more, don't do that. This is a weak excuses. When you do that, and you say that, somebody steal me, somebody stole me, these are weak excuses. Okay? Never say that again. And I was raised in that mindset. So when the course started with that subject, I was very interested. I said, no, that's so good. Then, but it's not a one course can change your life. It's a process. Then when I came back to the United States after a couple of days, because I stayed there for 5 days in a course, I started to read more, I started to pray more, I started to have my morning routine, I started to do stuff like that I didn't do for a while. I was not doing for a while because of the professional career, because of the family, always excuses yeah. and excuses. But if you want to be a champion, if you want to accomplish something, there is no excuses. Yeah. Always there is a way. There is will, there is a way. Yeah. If you really want something, you're going to go, you're going to do something, because you're going to find some way to do that thing. So in that moment, I start a little bit to feel the better energy. I still, like a couple, like 6 months after that, after the suspension, 6 months. Then I move on everything. After 6 months, I move on. I said, no, it's time to change. I have to have a decision. My decision is now, what is going to happen from now on? What passed already passed. I cannot dwell on the past, stay, oh, what happened? No. Of course, you have to have a morning, like if somebody passed away, you have the mourning like for a couple of days, for a couple of months, it's normal. Somebody that you really like, sometimes you have a mourning for a month, a while, but you have to have a decision when you're gonna finish that, when you're gonna like start a new part of your career. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not gonna do anything. You're gonna be very stuck in that situation. So situation happens in our life to improve yourself. It doesn't matter if it's a good or bad. Usually bad things improves you much more than good things, because when you win the fight, you don't care about what you did wrong. You don't care about what mistake you made. It doesn't matter for you, because I win. Yeah. If you win, you're right. Not even always, but you have to change sometimes. Because in Brazil, there is a saying that they said, if your team is winning, don't change. Yeah. That concept, I don't agree. Because even if you win, you have to change something. There is some mistakes that you commit, you have to adjust, you have to fix. Otherwise, you're still going to have the same mindset of the most of people. No, don't change. If you win, don't change. No, you have to change. If you want to improve, you have to change. Of course, you have to take the consideration of everything that you're doing in a good way, but you have to change something.
Yeah, I love that. I have one thing that I read that I really like. You wrote this the other day, and you said, when you give others the chance to decide for you, you waste an opportunity for growth. And I really like that. Can you just talk about that? Why is it so important to take ownership and make your own decisions?
Because, same. So, to have the full responsibility. If you give other people, the opportunity to take you to the place that you want to go, you give them the responsibility of your life. So you cannot give them the responsibility of your own life. Your own life, it's about yourself. You have, for example, sometimes happen, you training, then you just listen to your coach all the time. You don't have anything inner, to decide in the moment that you have to decide. Then you lose, for instance. Then you're going to try to blame your coach. But you have to blame yourself, not your coach. Because you give them the responsibility. You give them the authority to take care of your career. That's why you have to listen to, of course, but you have to have your own. In Japanese, there is three words that can explain a little bit of that. Shuhari is a process of learning. Shuhari means when you're very obedient. Like if your coach said, raise your hand, you raise your hand. Lift your leg, you lift your leg. Go down, you do everything. Shu. When you go to another level, ha, you start to put some different things in your career, like in your life, in your like another masters, another techniques, another tools, another things to incorporate your game. Now you start to rebel yourself, like not in a bad way, like I respect, I gonna keep following my accents, but I have to break the rules a little bit. I have to break the rules. And you are the rules. Now it's time to fly yourself, like you fly by yourself. You don't need to listen too much to other people. You have to have your own concept, your own mentality in everything that you have to decide your life. You can apply that in education, when you raise your kids as well, in the process of learning. So shu, very obedient. Ha, you break the rules a little bit, but you still keep your accents. And the re, you keep your sense, but you do by yourself. When you do by yourself, it means that you have the full responsibility of every single attitude that you have in your life. It doesn't matter more. You cannot blame anybody. Now it's time to fly by yourself. Like I have the winnings, and I'm gonna fly by myself.
I got this, right?
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that? Because like being a champion, everybody in a sense, they say yes to you. They're extra nice. They tell you what's good, maybe not necessarily what's bad. Everybody has advice for your family, for your money, for your fighting, for everything. How do you deal with that and to know who is really looking out for you, who just want to say something?
Yeah, that's very hard task because it happens a lot. It's very often happening in my life. So everybody wants to recommend something. Everybody, you cannot listen to everybody. You have to know who is you listen to. And also, what did you say at the beginning?
My question is, everybody is saying, telling you, hey, this is good, Lioto, yes. When you fight, everything yes. is good. Yes. But how do you know?
Yes.
Because few people don't want to say anything bad,
yes.
right?
Yes. They don't wanna have a hard feelings.
Yeah. You know?
But that's very dangerous because sometimes you just receive the compliments all the time. Hey, you are the guy. It's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
When you just receive the compliments all the time, no, you are good. Even in the social media, sometimes, yeah. no? If you try to read everything in the social media, that's not going to be good because sometimes they're very exaggerated in your side or in the other side. They put you like, you're the best man, you guy, you karate guy, you kick somebody in the face. And sometimes when you read, you stopped. Yeah. You're done good. You don't know what you're doing. Why are you still fighting? You should retired. Stuff like that. That's why to be away from that is good. To be more neutral, that's the best way. And to choose the right people to listen to. That's the most challenging thing when you're in the top of the wave. You know, in the top of the wave, it's hard to choose someone to listen to. Like, I'm going to listen to this guy. So if the guy said, I have to do that because they have references, like they have some results in the past that, for example, my father, one guy that I have to follow. Of course, they have history. So some coach I have to listen to because they have history, they have everything. I have to be more, I have to hear more, listen to more of these guys and to know who is really want your good things for you or who really wants just taking advantage of you.
Yeah. And I think everybody struggles with that in certain levels, right? And we've seen this and because when you lose, what happened? Like I know I lost a very important fight for me and people were happy. A lot of people close to me were happy and I know this is not my friends.
Yeah.
Not definitely. My real friends.
Yeah.
Because when I win, oh, good, good. When I lose, I see, okay, you're happy. But what I learned from that, I learned a lot about myself and also about, hey, you need to listen to only the people close to you that really cares about you.
Yes.
Right? And it's hard. And time is running up. Equipment is falling out.
Yeah.
Lioto, just one last question, and then I'm going to let you go. I know you have a lot of goals to accomplish today. So talking about like this philosophy, like the Dragon's philosophy, what's the last thing you want to say to people watching this to create a good life, you know?
So first of all, I want to say that you have to listen to your heart. That's so important thing because you know what is right, what is wrong. You always know. If you really look to, you know, in a deep way inside of your heart, you're gonna find the response. You're gonna find the answer. So listen to your heart is so important because sometimes even your father, your mother, they want to say something good for you, but you the only guy that knows. If you don't know, just close your eyes, sit down for a couple of days, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, try to breathe in, think about, ask for answers. You're going to have the answer. That's so important thing. I've been doing that and I'm so happy because I didn't believe that back in the days, but I was reading something and I realized that in a book, in a Bob Proctor book, is a very mental guy. He's doing speech around the world. And he said that sometimes you have to sit down for 5-10 minutes every day and ask questions, asking for whatever you want. You're gonna find the answers. And because I don't wanna just say here to be disciplined, everybody knows that. But I wanna say something different. No, I wanna say that sometimes everybody can say good things for you, but you, the only guy that if you look in a deep way for yourself, very inside yourself, within, you have the answer. Just close your eyes. The nature, the God, the universe gonna give you some chips.
You're gonna have that. Yeah.
Yes.
Lioro, thank you so much for
thank
doing
you.
This.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you one more time. Yeah. And for me, it's always an honor to be with you because you are a karate guy, very respectful, and to share a little bit of my history, a little bit of my path with other people. It's one of the purpose of my life.
Thank you so much. And thank you everybody for watching and listening to this incredible episode we did with Lioro Machida. He doesn't do many of those, so feel free to share this with the world so people can hear this message and improve their lives as well. If you want to hear more of these amazing conversations, go to ilovesuccess.co. Thanks again and see you next week. Bye-bye.